me.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
I'm getting a lot of static, so please mute your phones by pressing *6.
Thank you. Please join me in saying the Anna Bacall. Anna Bacall, Gedula Chimincha, Ta. Alephet Gimel Yitat Sadi Kabel Rima Amcha Sagvenu Aharenu No Ra Ufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Shehucha Kivava Shamlen Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatha Tamid Gamlen Etet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Tassin Kadosh, the road to Ha Nael Adata, Hetkufet, Tetnunayan, Yahid Geer, Lamcha Pene, Zopre Kedushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pezayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Talumot, Shinkufav, Sadi Yutat. The letters of the month of Tammuz, the Taf that created the planet Lavana, the planet we call the moon, and the Het that created the constellation Sartan, the Hebrew word for crab, the astrological sign of Cancer. Together, the Taf and the Het have a gematria of 408. When we add the Kolel for each letter, it becomes 410. Which is the gematria of the Hebrew word kadosh, meaning holiness. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Noser Chesed La'alafim, Nosea Won Wafesha Vechata'a Ve'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar that comes from Parashah Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabrihu ishkinte bidhilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu v'yachda l'shem yud hei b'vav hei v'yehuda shulim b'shem ko Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Panenam Dekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Leila Wittata Kolayu kishot biovada dikshot veleilach mila bialma divae barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulan haga veyakalana dehakuhu ovada dikshot inun wikolai spirit. Be Alma. We're going to now connect to the energy of this current year, 5778, which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy, and the first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6.
Vayishkav Amnon, Vayichal Vayavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amno, El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar, Achoti Utlabez Le'enei Shetei Levivot, Vievre Miyada.
The second verse is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each.
Chatati Odiacha Wawoni Lo Kaisiti Amarti Ode Ale Bashai La Donai Yo He Wahe Weata Nasata Awon Chatati Sela.
The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, but it's also known as the year of the wake-up. This year, 5777, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52.
Tzod saduni katzipor o yevai chinan.
When we take the first letters of these words, we get Satsuki Ah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we get Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of penance. The second verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Ki im va Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, there are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheichem halvim ad kelo tam lacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka Rekaha. The second verse is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu va Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham leshavtem elai el nahu vehalakti ichem vechayayim yeshna varetz vehipasti oto bekol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is again from Job, it's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse with this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael untati wishakan taktal velo yirgaz od velo yosifu bnei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters with their root vowels out loud in sequence. the names of the tzaddikim that came tonight, that choose to come on the fifth day of Tammuz. Rabbi Ben Sion Shem Tov, and it's interesting for you to realize that the Ezekiel's vision of the chariot happened on the fifth of Tammuz in the land of Babel, standing by the river Kfar. This you will find in the first chapter of the prophet Ezekiel's writings in the Tanakh. The eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is continuing our preparation for the three-week period. Our handout is available on the unique astrological times link by scrolling down. First off, that link is available underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. And then when that link opens up, scrolling down just above Rosh Chodesh Av, you will see a link that says 3 week meditations - print version. That is our handout for tonight, or for today. We will also be using the siddur of your choice at home, because we are going to be discussing where in the Amidah those people who say the Amidah will utilize these meditations. So please also have on hand your siddur. I'd like to thank Hannah, because about 3 years ago, I believe, she sent me her more condensed write-up of the three-week meditations. And I've had it on the website for a while as the print version, and I think you'll find it useful. So I appreciate that, Hannah. The discussion starts out by asking, who is Rabbi Isaac Luria? Who is the Ari? And why should we be following his meditations? And simply put, Rabbi Isaac Luria is the foremost Kabbalist in the last 600 years. Every community within the Jewish world as of today follows his writings. They change their prayers to reflect the information in his writings. They have utilized his gate of reincarnations. They have utilized his gate of meditations. They have utilized his gates of holiness. And all in told, his writings by Rabbi Chaim Vital consists of eight gates, eight sections, where his writings are condensed into a very clear understanding. for those who are able to read Hebrew, because most of it has not yet been translated. It's beginning to be translated, and we are utilizing that almost every week. There are people who do not follow the Ari. They're very few and very far between. One of my teachers is one of those people. He presents the Ari's meditation in the framework of the Zohar. But he says prior to the Zohar, there were schools of prophets who taught meditative tools, who explained the utilization of the meditations in a different way than the Ari. And he follows those methods. And I presented some of those methods to you. But even he, during the three-week period, utilizes the Ari's meditation. The real question is why? Why do we need a meditation within the frame of the Amidah? Because the Amidah is this highest level of prayer. When any group of Judaism speaks of prayer, they are speaking of the Amidah, the standing prayer that consists of 19 blessings during the weekday and 7 blessings during Shabbat and holidays. Why does the Ari say we need this meditation during this three-week period? And the answer to that question is that during the 3 weeks, which starts on the 17th day of Tammuz, today is the fourth day, so you're talking about 13 days from now is the beginning of when to utilize these meditations. The Ari is telling us that the light during those 3 weeks is more intense than typically our vessels are able to handle and still remain in balance. And so he teaches us these meditations as a way of concealing the light, filtering the light in a way that allows us to handle the light and still maintain balance in our lives. And that's why it's very important to utilize. These meditations. Now, not everybody uses the Amidah. And I'm not going to go into a whole discourse on the Amidah, which would take about 107 years. And I'm not being facetious. The Amidah is the word that means stand, standing. When we say this prayer, we are standing. We are standing in front of God. The prayer service structure is designed to elevate you from the physical world and go out of the physical world, world by world, rising through the Sefer Yetzirah to the book, to the world of formation, rising to the Olam Bria, to the world of creation, rising to the world of Atzilut, which is the home, literally the home, the idea of Hashem being at the top of the creation, where he pushes forth, he reveals his light and his blessings and watches the Shefa, the goodness of his blessings and his light, flow down to all of the worlds, into and including the world of Asiya, the world of action, our physical world. We are standing in front of Hashem, having been elevated to the world of Atzilut. We speak to Hashem from our hearts. We utilize the words and the sounds and the letters of the Hebrew Aleph Bet to transfer what is in our heart directly to Hashem. This is what happens to you, with you, when you say, when you stand to say the Amidah. In the order of the prayer, it's right after the Shema. So if you are opening up your Siddur, open it up to be after the Amidah. The first three blessings of the 19 or of the 7, they're always the same. Every day of the year, every day, every prayer of the year, of the day, the Amidah is the same. In all of the communities, there are some minor changes or major changes, depending on your point of view, in the second prayer, in the second blessing, between the groups. But essentially, these three, first three blessings represent different actions, different statements of praise. The first one is praising the Avot, the forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in this, we have the first meditation. But before I actually go to the first meditation, I'm going to read this paragraph, the 3 weeks meditation from the Ari. Some people say the Amidah, the Jewish prayer, three times a day. Other people do these meditations just once per day, outside of a formal prayer structure. Which method you use is up to you. If your normal practice is to say the Amidah, then utilize these meditations within the saying of the Amidah. If your normal practice is to not say the Amidah, then utilize these meditations at least once per day, preferably three times during the day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in the evening. The meditations consist of five components, five different meditations that are unified together. The first three meditations veil or conceal the name of Hashem using a name that is veiling the light of the name of Hashem, because we cannot handle it and still remain balanced during these 3 weeks. The other two meditations have more direct intentions in Kavanah that causes us to veil our desire for oneself alone and transform it into a desire to receive in order to share. This is the consciousness behind these five meditations. But let's take them one at a time. If you'll open up your siddur to a Amidah prayer, the first blessing cites Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There are some groups that are now including the four mothers, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. But the last sentence in that paragraph of the first blessing, I will read it in the Hebrew. Baruch atah Adonai, or Hashem, Magen Avraham. That sentence, blessed are you, Hashem, the shield of Abraham. Now, many people also say and include Abraham and Sarah in that verse, in that sentence. But in any case, when you get to the Hashem's name in that sentence, you see in the printing Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. In a Kabbalistic siddur that I'm looking at, we transform Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh one letter to the right, meaning the letter before the Yud is a Tet. The letter before the He is a Dalet. The letter before the Vav is a He. And again, the letter before the He is a Dalet. So instead of perceiving Yud He Vav He, during these 3 weeks, we say Adonai and perceive Tet Dalet He Dalet. Now we can go on to the second blessing. The second blessing is what we say before the Kedusha, which is only said when you're saying the prayer with a minyan. The second blessing has to do with praising God for his strength and for ultimately resurrecting the dead. Now, there are different groups who have different opinions about whether that resurrection and how it will work. So they've changed the words. But in all events, the last verse of that paragraph, just before the Kedusha, is Baruch Hata Hashem Mechaye HaMetim, or the equivalency in the group that you are looking at their siddur. Again, when we say the word Adonai, we are visualizing not Yud He Vav He, but one letter to the left, the next letter in sequence in the Aleph Bet. The Yud becomes a Kaf. The He becomes a Vav. The Vav becomes a Zion. And the He becomes a Vav. And so instead of seeing Yud He Vav He when we say the word Adonai, we perceive and attempt to see in our mind Kaf Vav Zion Vav. And that leads us to the third meditation, which is the third blessing. It follows the Kedusha. And that is praising God for his holiness. And this blessing seems to be a little more complicated than what I've described up till now. It really isn't. Because in our Gematria page, we speak of the Atbash Gematria. Essentially, there's also an Atbash letter substitution, where every Aleph can be substituted for a Taf, and every Bet can be substituted for a Shin, and every Gimel can be substituted for a Resh, and every Dalet can be substituted for a Kuf. Every 5 for a tzadi, and every 6 for a pay, and so forth. Until you get back to the kaf, which can be substituted for an aleph. You're switching these letters, which means when you say the see the yud he vav he, and you're saying Adonai, you substitute Mem for the Yud, Tzadi for the He, Pe for the Vav, and Tzadi for the He. You substitute Mem Tzadi, Pe Tzadi. Where do you do that? Is the third blessing, the last blessing in that short paragraph. Baruch atah Hashem ha'el hakadosh. God who is holy. When you see the tetragrammaton and you say the Adonai, you remember to visualize Mem Sadi Peit Sadi. Those are the first three meditations. Now, I have explained to you the Atbash. I have explained to you the idea of going to the right for the first blessing, going to the left for the second blessing, and going to the Atbash, representing the central column for the third blessing. There's just one thing to understand about these three names of God. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is one name. The three substituted names, each is the name of God. It's an attribute of God. The Ari in his writings doesn't go in to explain what is that attribute of God. What he does say in his writings, that when you add these three names of God, Het Dalet, He Dalet, plus Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, plus Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. These 12 letters total 360 in Gematria. Is the Gematria of the letter Shin when it's spelled out. What does it mean when it's spelled out? When it's spelled Shin Yud Nun. Now, we have spoken before, briefly, about how when you see a letter Aleph, you're also seeing the concealed Aleph, the letters that spell it out. Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Peh. So every Aleph that you see conceals a Lamed and a Pei. Every Dalet that you see has letters that spell it out. Dalit is Lamed Tav. It's spelled Dalit Lamed Tav. Every letter has its spelled out name. And the spelled out name has letters that are concealed. Now, with that understanding and the recognition that the three names total the 360, we have created a shin by saying those three names. Not saying them verbally, but visualizing them as we say Adonai three times. We created one shin by virtue of these three meditations. Now the fourth verse takes place in the last three blessings. The first word of that last, of the last three blessings in the Amidah, which these three blessings have to do with thankfulness and appreciation. The Amidah has a structure of praising Hashem, asking Hashem is the middle section of the Amidah, could be one blessing like on Shabbat, could be 13 like the weekdays, but you're making requests of Hashem. What do you want? You want peace, you want health, you want love, you want parnasah. What do you want? Those 13 blessings represent it. The one blessing on Shabbat represents it. Your request to God, to Hashem, for your desires. And the last three blessings are thank you for doing those. Because it's not a question, maybe he will, maybe he won't. Every request a human being makes will be granted. When will it be granted? That's up to Hashem. And if we only had the patience of Hashem, we would know that it was coming and not worry about when it came. But that's not being human. That's being divine. The fourth meditation is done with the word Retzeh. The first, that word Retzeh means desire. It's the first word of the last three blessings. The gematria of Retzeh is 295. When we add the name Adonai to Retzeh, we're adding 65 to 295, so it again becomes 360, which makes a second shin. But before we get there, we need to realize that if we reverse the word, the letters from, let's say, Resh Tzadi He to Tzadi Resh He, Sarah means troubles, means chaos. So when we see the word Retzeh, we need to recognize that this is a period during these 3 weeks of chaos. And we are correcting the order of the Hebrew letters from Tzara, Tzadi Resh He, Gematria 295, to Retzeh, thankfulness, desire, Resh Tzadi He. By that transformation of the Hebrew letters, we are removing chaos. We are bringing Hashem into our life in the name of Adonai. And we are creating that second shin. Because 295 plus Adonai of 65 is equal to 360. By transforming the tzara, the troubles, into, let's say, the desires, and by adding Adonai, we are creating the shin, which is composed of three vavs. Every shin is made up of three vavs. Three vavs have a gematria of the 18, 3 times 6. And so this fourth meditation is to recognize that troubles can be changed into balance, into life, because 3 times 6 is 18, which is high. And the way to do that is reorder the three letters, Sadi Resh Hey, into Resh Sadi Hey. Now the last blessing, we all know it, we all sing it, it's Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom is about bringing peace. Sim Shalom is about bringing completion and peace. Because there is no peace without completion. There is no completion without peace. Now the gematria of the words Sim Shalom is 726. Now we have made two shins, which is 720, because each shin has shin yud nun, or 360. So when we sing Sim Shalom, we are connecting to a number 726. But we've already built two of those shins, meaning 720. So where are the last six? They are composed of these three names, Tet Dalet He Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, and Mem Sadi Peit Sadi, and three more traditional names, Elohim, the God of Judgment, Adonai, the God of the physical world, and Hashem's name itself. So by utilizing these six names of Hashem, these six attributes of Hashem, adding one for each name to the two shins that we created in the first four meditations, we are bringing peace and completion into this period. What does the completion look like? It looks like the rebuilding of the third temple. What does the peace look like? I'll leave that for you to contemplate in your own mind, in your own heart. What does peace look like to you? These five meditations is what makes this three-week period a period of peace and balance in your life. This are the meditations. This is the location of the meditations. Do you have to say the Amidah to do this? No. As we said at the beginning, you can just do these meditations during the day.
Do them three times a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once in the evening. Do them once a day. It's up to you. But doing this, these five meditations does make this three-week period less chaotic and more balanced. The choice is yours. Are there any questions? Remember, you're muted, so please press star 6. At 3 o'clock today, we will have a advanced reincarnation class. It's continuing our studies from the previous weeks. Tomorrow at 4:30, we will continue our study of the Parasha of Noah from the Zohar. We're in section 42. And all of the students of Kapalan know that that section, that number is referring to this 42-letter name of God on the Betoah. That's not the subject of the section, but the energies are there. Our 7 o'clock class will be to study what the Ari wrote about this very unusual ritual, the Para Aduma. I hope you'll join us for that. Again, are there any questions? Two weeks from yesterday, we will start the three-week period. The more you become familiar with these meditations, not to do them necessarily now, but to study and be aware of them and how they happen, how you get there, it strengthens your ability to do them when Satan is speaking in your mind, telling you, what are you doing? Making you forget the name that you're supposed to get to. Well, which one are you supposed to do when? All of these questions Satan throws at you in the middle of your prayers. The more you study between now and then, the easier it is to fight off Satan during the 3 weeks when he is at his strongest. This is the first of the Sefirot weeks. This is the Keter of the Sefirot weeks leading up to Rosh Hashanah. We are actually 12 weeks away to the day of Rosh Hashanah. We will continue next week, next Sunday, studying more and deeper levels of these meditations, learning more about them. But the more that you are aware, the more you study during these next 2 weeks, the better you and the easier you will find the ability to connect to these meditations during the 3 weeks. Shavua Tov to all. I hope you have a beautiful week. Shalom Gadol, a significant, large amount of peace and serenity in your life. And may we all say, Amen. Shalom.
Amen. Shalom. Thank you. Amen. Shalom. Mm-hmm.